Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, George Stumpf. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Andrews. Funk moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Funk moves to third. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson misplays the ball. That's an error on Olson. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stumpf. Self reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Kress reaches second base with a double. Self scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Johnny Welch now pitching. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stumpf. Berry reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Olson moves to second. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Olson moves to third. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olson scores. McManus moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly takes first base on ball four. McManus moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Kress picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kress. McManus scores. Alexander scores. Jolly moves to third. Oliver moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Paul Gregory now pitching. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jolly scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Funk moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Seeds moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seeds scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Olson takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus takes first base on ball 4. Olson moves to second. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-1 in the game. Stumpf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Funk throws the ball into Appling, who tags Stumpf trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Olson scores. McManus moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, White Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander juggles the ball. That's an error on Alexander. Kress moves to third. Gregory moves to second. Lou Blue pinch hits for Jackie Hayes. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue now playing first base. Billy Sullivan now playing third base. Kerry Self now playing second base. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver scores. 2 outs. It's 7-6, White Sox. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Self hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stumpf, who is chasing the ball. Self reaches third base with a triple. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kress strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stumpf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gregory hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Blue steals second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground that hits Blue. Blue is out and Seeds is safe at first. There goes Blue trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kress. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Alexander scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jolly scores. It's White Sox, 8, Red Sox, 8. Red Faber now pitching. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. Oliver moves to third. Wurstler moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver scores. One out. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welch for the out. Wurstler moves to third. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wurstler scores. It's 10-8, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olson moves to third. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Self hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 10-9, Red Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus juggles the ball. That's an error on McManus. Self moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Self moves to third. Kress moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-3 in the game. Welch bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to second. One out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Olsen hits a line drive towards first. Blue catches it and throws to second to double up Tate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Self hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Bob Klein now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Kress steals second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling scores. Kress moves to third. It's White Sox, 10, Red Sox, 10. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Faber hits a line drive towards third. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Stumpf moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stump scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 11-10, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Oliver bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Alexander scores. Jolly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 12-10, Red Sox. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jolly scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 13-10, Red Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Berry and he is out, Sullivan applying the tag. Wurstler moves to second. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.